Whether I'm going to Johnny Food Masters or cruising the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked pisser.
Thank you. always got the wrong intention.
used to write letters to each other a lot. And it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over and she wishes that she was never born.
So I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, a counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
It would have been horrible for me if she never talked to me again, but I'd live with it because I know she'd be alive.
Definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 888-333-AFSP, or online at afsp.org.
Yeah. You're listening to On the Tone, Mikey D. That was Sarah Rabdow and Self-Employed Assassins with Great Disaster. Had Sawtooth with their cover of Goodbye Horses. Superknife from Answer Man, the I Want You gave you Some Psychics. And This Blue Heaven gave you Wave. Yes, you're listening to On the Tone with Mikey D. Mad Painter is in Studio D. They're almost ready. Almost. But in the meantime, let's hear some Walter Sickert. Listening to On the Tone with Mikey D. And here is Suze with your concert report.
Oh, hello. I'm Suze, and I've got your On the Tone with Mikey D concert report of shows happening in and around Boston for the upcoming week of Thursday, June 6th through Wednesday, next week, June 12th. The soundtrack while I assembled tonight's concert report was the new Supreme version of Will Daly's Golden Walker album. So great. It includes songs that didn't make it on the main album, plus some live gems and remixes too. You should check it out. All right, so first up, tomorrow, Thursday, June 6th, the Medford Farmers Market opening day celebration is happening 3 to 7 p.m. at Condon Shell Park in Medford. There's vendors and music, and the bands performing are Old Fox and Verdigris. For rock and roll, that's the Natty D's, Fidel, Coffin Salesman. Those three bands are at the Jungle. That's the new music venue that opened up last month in Union Square, Somerville. Tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Todd Thibault has a solo acoustic show tomorrow night at Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge. That's at 7:30 p.m. If you'd like to see some singer-songwriters, exceptional singer-songwriters, that is In the Round tomorrow night with Carla Ryder, Amy Fairchild, and Susan Cataneo at the Square Root. They're a new music venue in Roslindale, and that's at 8 p.m. tomorrow night. First Thursdays, jazz at the Armenian Museum. That's in Watertown tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And also tomorrow night, if you'd like to check out indie, alternative, and hip-hop, that's Opium Droid, joined by Small Boss, they're a New York hip-hop artist, and then Huddy. Those three bands are at the Can Tab in Central Square, Cambridge, tomorrow night at 8 p.m. And now, next up, Friday, June 7th, I have six shows for you to check out. Americana and Folk, that's the Boston Music Awards Ones to Watch, tomorrow night with Jake Swamp and The Pine. They're at Hajoco near Fenway Park in Boston at 5 p.m., so you can check that out after work. For some rock and roll, that's the Billy Connors Project, Jay Allen and Art Criminals, and Hambone Skinny. Those three bands are at the Cantabs Club Bohemia in Central Square, Cambridge, Friday night at 9 p.m. Indie pop rock, that's Modern Day Idols, and If We Go At All, they're at Exhibit A Brewery in Framingham, Friday at 7 p.m. If you'd like some punk rock and some pop punk, that's KCUF, Secret Spirit, Oh the Humanity, with an exclamation mark at the end, of course, and the Runouts. Those bands are at O'Brien's Pub in Alston, 8 p.m. on Friday, June 7th. Indie rock, experimental rock, that is Bardo Pond, Thalia Zedek Band, and Trinary System. It's an all-ages show up in Peterborough, New Hampshire on Friday night at Peterborough Unitarian Church, and it starts at 5:30 p.m. And then I've got one more show for you to check out on Friday, June 7th. Rock, that is Tisk, Tisk Task, The One and Onlys, and Smooth Monsoon. Those three bands are at Union Tavern, formerly called PA's Lounge, in Union Square, Somerville, on Friday at 9 p.m. All right, next up, Saturday, June 8th. There are two Porch Fests happening on Saturday. You can go to Arlington, wander the streets of Arlington, and see bands performing for free on porches, etc. That's 12 to 6. And then you can do the same thing over in Brookline for the Brookline Porch Fest, too. Tom Bianchi has been putting together amazing shows in the backroom at the Burren. And next up in the backroom series is the goddamn delightful The Figs at the Burren. They've got two shows on Saturday. There's a 4 p.m. and a 7 p.m. show in Davis Square, Somerville. I didn't have a chance to see if it's sold out yet, but if you are thinking of going, you should go to the Burren's website or Facebook page right now. And another one for Saturday, June 8th, Bob Marley Tribute. That's the Duppy Conquerors. They're at Sally O'Brien's in Union Square, Somerville at 7 p.m. And for some grungy, glam, power pop, and indie rock, Sun Parade from Northampton and Boston's Today Junior are both at Atwood's in Cambridge at 9 p.m. on Saturday. There's a bunch of shows on Saturday, like 11, actually. Well, 11 that I've compiled. They're probably like 7,000 shows, actually. One more for Saturday. Americana, that's One Fine Swill and Cold County. Those bands are at the Plow and Stars in Central Square, Cambridge at 10 p.m. on Saturday. For some indie rock, go see Graveyard of the Atlantic, Fork Tie, Knockover City, and the Melatonins. Those bands are at Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain at 8 p.m. Indie rock and experimental rock, it's Trinary Systems' album release for Lights in the Center of Your Head, and they're joined by Creative Healing over at Once Lounge on Highland Ave in Somerville. It's an early show at 6 p.m. on Saturday. All right, three more shows for Saturday. Rock and Roll, that's Dressed for the Occasion. They are having an album release along with their friends Steeples and Satellites, Jake Swamp and the Pine, and Nemesis. Those bands are at Thunder Road in Union Square, Somerville, 8 p.m. on Saturday. If you want to see ska, punk, reggae, stroll, thrash, and dub, Big D and the Kids Table are at Brighton Music Hall in Alston on Saturday night at 7 p.m. And then one more for Saturday, show number 11 on my list. Indie Rock, that's Triton Taylor, Strawberry Machine, and Whistle Jacket. They are at the Jungle in Union Square, Somerville at 8 p.m. And next up, it's Sunday, June 9th. Over in Salem, Al Janik's Placid Sea Sur Orchestra is providing the music entertainment at Notch Brewing's third annual Polish Fest. Festivities start at 12 p.m. For classic Americana music, a session roundtable and singer-songwriters plus small ensembles, the 6-9 show is at Sally O'Brien's in Union Square Somerville at 3 p.m. A semi-acoustic trio known as The Concerns, plus Greg Ashley of Gris Gris and Margaret Garrett of Mr. Airplane Man are all at the Lily Pad in Inman Square, Cambridge at 9:30 p.m. on Sunday. For punk rock, on Sunday also, that would be Wright Brigade, Hammer Party, Easter Bloodhounds, Jimmy West Jr. at Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain at 3 p.m. All right, so now we're on to Monday, June 10th, next week. My favorite named music series, Mondays Don't Have to Suck. That's at Charlie's Kitchen in Harvard Square, Cambridge at 8 p.m. on Monday with Cook Bag, Voice of Addiction, Local Cult, and See This World. Clima, Dilly, and Santa Spago are at Union Tavern in Union Square, Somerville. And that is, of course, Greg Clima, Paul Dilly, and Andy Santa Spago. Reggae, that's the Naya Rockers. They're at the Beehive on Monday. That's on Tremont Street in Boston at 8 p.m. And now we're on to Tuesday, June 11th. Hilken Mancini and Chris Colburn perform together on Tuesday, next week, 7 p.m. at the Mosesian Arts. That's part of the Earful Boston series, where they pair novelists and musicians. Along with Hilken and Chris, it's novelists Whitney Scharer and Peter Orner, and rocker Carissa Johnson. And that's Tuesday, next week, 7 p.m. in Watertown. Tony Savarino and the Savtones, Minx, VAT are at Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain at 8 p.m. on Tuesday. For some reggae, you can see Ghetto People Band. They are at Bull McCabe's every Tuesday, where they have been for the past 8 years. That's in Union Square, Somerville at 10 p.m. And one more for Tuesday, June 11th next week. Singer-songwriter Scott Damgaard is at Hennessy's. That's near Faneuil Hall in Boston, and it starts at 8 p.m. All right, I have one more day for you for next week. Wednesday, June 12th, two shows to check out. For country, that's Possum at Once Lounge on Highland Ave, upstairs from Once Somerville, in Somerville, obviously, at 7 p.m. And then there's Sub Rosette, the secret society of Rose Polanzani and a few of her friends. That takes place on Wednesday next week at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge, and it starts at 8 p.m. All right, that is your On the Town with Mikey D concert report. I will see you out there.
The fourth wall has
was the Curtis Mayflower right here at On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO. And without further ado, Matt Painter!
One, two, three, four.
Track.
notions of yore. I don't live on a shelf like a toy in a store. A little tin soldier, back into the fray. Got metal to forge and I won't say too gray. Bonafide warrior, I was born to fight. Sorry, I looked for the light. I've traveled so far, 'cause I follow the rules. I still follow my style with the Barney old school. They call me a samurai. Spent on the road. I got no fears 'cause I honor the code. The crazy I wait for the brightest of rays.